Hello, people, and welcome to another edition of On Fleek Digital Magazine, the podcast. My name is Susan Van Brackel, and I am your host.
So everyone pretty much knows about Dress for Success. It has been a worldwide phenomenon where women are able to receive clothing that gets them ready for the workforce. Today, I have Kai Shapaz, who is the
branch manager.
And we're located here on
Merrick Boulevard. We're actually at 129-11 Merrick Boulevard in Jamaica.
And Kai is going to give us more information about the program itself and how anyone who wants to participate can.
Thank you. First of all, that is a great lead-in because people say that Dress for Success, the main function is clothes. So that's just basically the first step for a woman coming into Dress for Success. What we do is partner with different job readiness or job training programs for women who are looking to get into the workforce or who have entry-level jobs and looking to move to the next level. We are actually an international organization. We're in about 120 different locations around the world in about 20 different countries. And so the New York program, Chicago and LA are the worldwide hubs. How a woman first comes in is they refer through the organization that they are either getting training at or job readiness at, or if they find themselves in the community and suddenly, I'm out of a job. Where do I look? I look to Dress for Success. And so once a woman comes in, their first step is they can get interview clothing. They're greeted by personal shoppers. In advance, we know what size, what kind of a job they're going to. And so they're greeted by their personal stylist, and the stylist actually picks clothing for them based on their referral sheet, what type of job that they're going to. If it's for an interview, they have more of the business appropriate attire. Once they've gotten their job, they're also allowed to come back, so they're able to get more casual clothes. So you don't have to spend your first check on just worrying about, I got to get a whole wardrobe of clothes so that I can change clothes every day.
Right, because at the workplace, definitely clothing matters.
Absolutely. They say dress for where it is that you are going.
That's right.
And so once a woman actually comes into Dress for Success, and mind you, all of our services are absolutely free, and they're lifetime services once you come into a program. Mm-hmm. We're known for the clothing, but once a woman comes in initially that way, we have personal development, professional development, employment retention programs. We actually did financial legacy planning. We're doing care for the caregiver. We'll be doing vision boards. We're going to have the Frugal Feminista to come in. So we've got a whole host of speakers who are going to come in, give two-hour workshops, and we'll have some boot camps that will take place here in our new space.
To tell how they can become a part of Dress for Success, either by donating, contributing, or participating in any of the workshops that they have going on. Kai, you were, or at least Dress for Success, used to be on Merrick Boulevard, just opposite the Roy Wilkins Park, okay? And you guys were there for how long?
We were there for probably about 3-4 years. That was the original space where Dress for Success opened here in Queens. Actually, the space we had was donated by Allen Cathedral. That space was small, and we began to outgrow it. We had 45 affiliates only here in the United States, and so the programs were just getting up and sort of started running, and that's when we were really known just for the clothes.
Now, who started Dress for Success?
Dress for Success was started by Nancy Lublin, who started out in a church basement. In Manhattan. They grew out of that church basement to their current location, which is at 32 East 31st Street. They began to service such an amount of women, and we know that the boroughs here are very large and big and diversified, so they opened a Queens office shortly after. We opened a Bronx office as well to serve the community there. Subsequently, our Bronx office is closed, so it's still Manhattan and still our Queens office. We also have added a warehouse. I oversee that as well up on 184th and Jamaica Avenue, which was the old Ideal Toy Factory.
The old Ideal Toy Factory.
Absolutely.
So we're going way back into time.
Yes, absolutely.
That is like a historic location.
It is. It's an amazing building. Gotham Greens, the largest hydroponic garden, actually shares that space on the whole roof of that building there.
I think I've seen the glowing lights.
The glowing at night, and everybody tries to figure out what that is. That's a hydroponic garden up there. there.
Okay.
That does all of your greens and sells to the grocery store. So we share partnership with them there. Absolutely. Absolutely. We began to look again in this particular area, and we also looked at how close we would be to Nassau County. Mm-hmm. So we found this amazing space.
This is like a great divide because, mm-hmm. you know, Merrick Boulevard takes you right into
Nassau County.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The express bus comes right in. Mm-hmm. So we looked at this space. This was actually two stores.
I think I remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, mm-hmm. but I think I remember.
Right. That's what people say. What was it before? I said, it's not what was it, it's what it is now.
That's true. That's true.
And now it's just success worldwide. Right. We were lucky enough to have a relationship with Gensler, mm-hmm. who is a worldwide design company. Uh-huh. So they looked at our Chicago office, what our LA office looked like, and what our corporate office looked like in Manhattan, and came back and they did these beautiful designs. And they were like, let's make it boho chic. We wanted a place where women could walk in, light and airy, have a full training room, conference room, with, mm-hmm. and a boutique mm-hmm. To be able to come in and feel comfortable. We wanted to be a jewel in mm-hmm. Southeast Queens.
Yes.
And again, design skyscrapers around the world. Mm-hmm. And so they took on this. So between Gensler and Hennigan, they took on this project pro bono. Mm-hmm. From beginning to end, they took care with the furniture, California Closets also got involved with it. All of the inspirational sayings that you will see here, mm-hmm. all of the branding. They really took care in making sure that when a woman walked in the door, they felt very special.
And it is
a very soothing place.
Yes, it's very light and airy in here, very open plan. White gives it the openness, the blonde pine or the knotty pine, blonde wood floors. I mean, the touches of color against white really just make you feel like, ah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I walk in the morning, I get super excited.
That's fantastic.
To come in, and when the women walk through the door, everybody is really surprised. We are a program. We are a nonprofit organization. We are a charity. But it's an organization that you walk in, run by women, for women, and you walk in and we treat each woman as an individual. So initially, our women get in because they are unemployed, underemployed,
okay.
are looking to change jobs, mm-hmm. right? We partner with nonprofit or for-profit organizations within the community. Our New York area is partnered with over about 300 different programs, and now we're adding on programs in Nassau County as well. So when that woman is ready to go on a job interview, an internship, or she needs the appropriate clothing to be able to sit in a business setting to do training, she's able to be referred over. Mm-hmm. Her first journey in, we try to give her a suit of clothing. They walk up with everything that they need to feel really good about going on a job interview and looking good. And that's a transformational moment when a mm-hmm. woman finally gets all dressed up.
Yeah.
A lot of people will look in the mirror and say, hey, I feel like my mother, I feel like a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Or they know that their resume and stuff have been worked on, and now they're ready to take that first step to sit down face to face with somebody
mm-hmm.
and be judged, because we know that you're judged.
That's
as
right.
soon as you come into somebody's purview.
Yes.
The second way that the women will come in, once they've gotten a job, they're able to come back to get about a week's worth of clothing once they are employed, so that they can maintain that professional look.
Mm-hmm.
The other way.
So
that,
it's mm-hmm. that it's theirs to keep. They don't give it back. It's not a rental. It's not
yep.
like Rent the Runway mm-hmm. where you, no,
yep.
okay.
Exactly, theirs to keep forever and ever. And that's a good point, because a lot of women say, well, when do I have to bring the clothes back?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, they're yours. Some women do bring clothes back once they start working
mm-hmm.
Or they begin to change their wardrobe. They'll donate, they'll give back not only clothes, but they come back and donate their time.
Mm-hmm.
And pay it forward and
yes,
come
that's
back.
Great.
And so that's a great way. The other way that we get women in is we're often out in the community talking about our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we consider ourselves, we're sort of a secret among, you know, Dress Success. People think that you have to be unemployed or, mm-hmm. or you have to come through another program in order to get to us. And so what we do is we go out, I do a lot of different speaking engagements out in the community, in the churches. And we find that there are plenty of women that are unemployed, but they don't know that there's resources like this.
Mm-hmm.
So women are able to call us directly at 718-805-2488. Again, that's 718-805-2488. And then let us know what
their
situation
is. Is there a website?
Is.
Or do you work by mm-hmm. website by signing up?
Right. We do have a website, which is www.dressforsuccessworldwide.org. What happens, women can visit the website, and it will show them not only our location, but all of our locations around the world. So they can click on going to that particular website for that location, and they can contact either via the web or to call directly in. And then they're able to find out how they can actually get with our program. A lot of women may call us and they'll need some skills. They don't have the hard skills, or they don't have the basics of a resume, or they need the job training. So all of the programs that we're partnered with, we refer women back to them as well. So for instance, here in Queens, we work a lot with York College, Queens Economic Opportunity Center.
But what kind of training do you do to help somebody hone their skills or get them work ready?
Here we don't do so much the job training. Once a woman actually gets here, she sort of has the job training. That's why if a woman calls us sort of just out of, you know, they've heard about Dress Success and want to know more, we'll refer them back to the job training programs that we are partnered with.
Okay.
So they can go back, get nurse's aid, security, non-traditional training.
Wow. And where are those things held? Are they at different locations or at any one location?
All of the nonprofits around the city, nonprofits and for-profits around the city.
And they're under the banner of Dress for Success, or they go by another name?
They go by their particular programs.
Like, I see.
We deal with the Queens Educational Opportunity Center. We deal with all the different nurse's aid training schools. Mm-hmm. So we partner with them and work in collaboration with them.
Okay.
They're not under
so
our banner, but we're partnered
people,
with them. So
you can direct people, hey, go here. Mm-hmm. Or go there and you can get this or
right.
that.
Okay. Absolutely. The same way when they have a woman who's ready to come to us, they refer to us. Mm-hmm. And if we find a woman comes to us and we're like, you know what, you really need some computer skills and your computer skills are not great, you can practice your computer skills here in our career center, in our career hub. But if you really want to go and learn the ins and outs of, say, Microsoft or get certification for that, we would refer you back to, say, the Queens Economic Opportunity Center, down the Jamaica Center, where you could get certification. You work directly with those teachers to really hone those skills, perhaps get certification, and then to explore other career opportunities. So when a woman comes here, she most of the time has her skills ready, has an interview set up, or wants to really sit and work further on her resume, because as you know, you need more than one kind of resume.
Yes.
You got to work on the cover letters. You got to practice doing the mock interviews and feeling comfortable.
And figuring out how do you actually get it in front of somebody. Like, everything is just emailing. It's very non-direct. It's, you know, you send it through a portal.
Very
and
robotic.
It goes into a, it goes to a black hole and you hope
the
somebody sees it.
Absolutely. And then that's one of the big things, because I know when I originally looked for a job, you could get a newspaper.
I remember the days.
Right? A newspaper.
Good old
the
days.
Sunday paper.
You circle it, the daily news, and
New
come out
Times.
On the other side with
Absolutely.
A job.
You could even make a phone call and you could say, hey, I'm looking for a job. Or you could walk by and see a sign or walk into a company.
And you can temp.
Say,
remember
for
the
moment.
Days when you can go to a temporary
Absolutely.
Office and be working by noon at
the
day?
The afternoon. Absolutely.
We need
Absolutely.
To bring that back.
I know. It's gotten so complicated. But once you sort of learn how to navigate that world of how do I get into the workforce now becomes a little bit easier. I know me at my age, right, being grown and sexy, you know, and not growing up, you know, in the age of, you know, I'm attached to a device, right? Women come in and they'll say, you know what, I've sent out hundreds and hundreds of resumes. I've not gotten back any response. But what we do here for them is they'll be able to sit with career coaches one-on-one and literally talk about, hey, let's look at your resume. Let's customize your resume for the job you want. What are the keywords? Because employers have a whole screening process.
It's unbelievable.
Where a lot of resumes, if you don't have the buzzwords on, your resume does go into the abyss and no
it's
one
like
ever sees
it. It's like whack-a-mole.
It.
You don't know if you got it right or wrong. And
Absolutely.
You just keep sending it out there.
Right? You'll hear nothing. It's silent. So that makes a lot of people feel some sort of way, like maybe I'm not good enough, or maybe I'm too old, or maybe I need to take the gray out of my hair, or maybe my skills are obsolete.
Or all of the above.
That's right. Or none of the above.
Or none of
right?
the above.
And it's just taking time because there is a screening process. And when you do get that interview, sitting with our career coaches and going through mock interview sessions helps you to stand out. Because what normally happens to the person is, why should I hire you? The normal thing is, I'm on time, I'm dependable, I'm a team player. Well, you're supposed to be that. But how do you really describe that with what
you do?
Instead of saying, you know, why should I hire you? The question should be, why should I not hire you? How do you take all those skills, put them all together, and sit in front of an employer, and an employer at the end of the day says, wow, I should really hire her. You let an employer know, you know, what you did before, but also how that saved that previous employer money mm-hmm. or how you've made that previous employer money. Mm-hmm. They want to see quantitative. Mm-hmm. They want to see that, yes, you're a team player, but what does that mean, mm-hmm. right? I'm able to work alone as an individual, but I also see the bigger picture. You know, I'm bigger picture thinking with the goal of the organization, mm-hmm. and then I work back that way. So I am able to deliver the part that I need to add to the whole, right? Mm-hmm. It also lets you know that you're going to be a good leader, or you're going to be a good manager, because you look at the bigger picture.
That's smart.
What a team player
yes,
is,
yes,
not
right.
just I'm dependable.
Right.
I'm a team player.
I come in on time.
Right. Absolutely.
Even though those are valuable qualities.
Those things are sort of assumed in these days. And if you're looking for a job, you're going to come on time. You're going to be dependable. So you've really got to express that to your employers. They can really sit. And, you know, most people think of this interview as an interrogation. It's not. It costs employers money to sit and talk with you, find the right person or find the wrong person. Costs employers a lot of money if you find the wrong person.
That's true, because right? then you only have to do it all over again. Mm-hmm. There's expenses, benefits that you invest in, time,
Absolutely.
Training, mm-hmm. all of that.
That's right. So mm-hmm. an employer would rather sit and have a conversation, like we're having a conversation mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. So it's not the interrogation. They want to get to know you.
Right.
You want to get to know them. The employer wants to know they're hiring the right person, but you also want to know that you are getting into the right position for you.
Right. Are you the right fit for this particular, mm-hmm. you know, work culture?
Absolutely.
And sometimes you may find that you're not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's really a mutual agreement.
Yep.
Especially during probation.
This is
you're trying them out, they're trying mm-hmm. you out.
Absolutely. And this is why we tell women, make sure you're doing your research on the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
the
important.
Opportunity. With the internet is amazing with this. You can almost go right into a virtual thing and look and
that's
see
right.
the company. You can go on websites like Glassdoor and find out mm-hmm. information about past employers that have been there. What have their experience been like mm-hmm. at that organization as well? You can call and get an informational review, mm-hmm. interview. You can actually link to somebody that may be working there and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking to work at Google. You've worked there. You know somebody that works there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it possible we can have coffee mm-hmm. and really sit down and talk about how do you like working at the organization that you're working at? What are the benefits for? What is the career path? Mm-hmm. for me there? And that will give you a lot of insight, not only to it, whether you still want to apply for it, but whether this is something that you look at yourself as being in that is going to be beneficial to you mm-hmm. and be beneficial to the organization, because you're investing your time in it. And mm-hmm. I always say, you know, don't work for the job, let the job work for you.
That's
right?
great.
I've been blessed to be here 16 years, mm-hmm. but it took me a while before I figured out, you know what, I don't work for the job. Mm-hmm. I let the job work for me and my lifestyle, what mm-hmm. my gifts are
sure.
To the world. So I'm able to deliver those each and every day. So that makes a happy camper.
Yes. Like yes, that. It does.
Absolutely. It gives me the excitement to want to come in, because I'm not only giving skills and helping the women, but as I'm helping the women sitting in the workshops and seminars, I grow as well. And you have to grow to be relevant mm-hmm. like that. And so that's what keeps us vibrant. That's what keeps us going. And that's where the passion
That's what keeps
continues.
Us engaged. Okay, people, we're going to wrap up the segment with information from Kai Shabazz, who is the branch manager of Dress for Success here in Jamaica, Queens on Merrick Boulevard, 129-11 Merrick Boulevard. And what I would like to share or get Kai to give the dish mm-hmm. on how women can either participate in some of these seminars mm-hmm. that you have coming up mm-hmm. that might be helpful or mm-hmm. useful, and what is the criteria?
Okay.
Did we talk about that already?
No. So the criteria for being able to get involved in all of our workshops mm-hmm. here, this year we've opened up all of our workshops and seminars to our volunteers, to our interns. And basically, I could invite you, and you decide you want to invite your neighbor who wants to come in as well. And so most of our workshops will happen here from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Thursday evenings, every other Thursday evening. And we begin to put out the information not only to the programs we're partnered with, but to the churches in the community. So you're able to come into the program that way. If you're working, you're eligible for the workshops and seminars. If you're not working, then you can get involved in the other aspect where you need clothes, where you really need to sit with career coaches. And you never know. You come and get involved with the organization and you're working today, but maybe tomorrow you're not working
right.
like that. So
right.
then you're able to go on to the next parts of the program. Mm-hmm. Or you may come in and say, wow, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at how this workshop goes. I've retired, I've got a great expertise. And hey, can I come in and do a workshop? So we get a lot of our folks who come in and do workshops for us, our women and men, that come in and do workshops and seminars for us have come through Dress This, sort of saw what we've done. They may be in the workforce, say, you know what, I do training, or I've been in HR. We have workshops such as if you want to be an entrepreneur. So we'll have a woman coming in a couple of months, and she's an entrepreneur herself, and she'll sit and talk about her story and how women can really look at what they do and make it into a business, because most women now, we work a job, mm-hmm. and then we have a business mm-hmm. like that as our side hustle. We want our side hustles to become our main hustle, so we can sort of switch that equation yes. around.
Thank you for listening today. And if you liked what you heard, send us a like, send us a shout out on facebook.com/onfleekdigitalmagazine or Instagram.